It's where I'm gonna rest for now, my love. Well, those green, green walls gonna hide all of the mud. Oh, this house will stand far beyond those formidable plans. And this house, it will stand a long, 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 long time. Well, I'm getting behind on all of my chores. Yeah, the dust on the floor, it keeps piling up behind them doors. But I know this old broom, when that rain on the roof gonna drip down the same old way. But I know we're gonna patch it up and catch what we've lost. Yeah, we're gonna forgive a little bit. We're gonna ride it all off.
Ride it all.
Oh, this house will stand far beyond those formidable plans.
That was the J.D. Edwards Band from the album Roads and Roads. That came out in 2011. The song we listened to today was This House Will Stand. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. I got to admit, I feel like I've been here for weeks, but apparently it's only 2 days. But we've put a lot into these 2 days. We're in our mobile studio that some people would call a hotel room, but we've kitted it out to be a place we can record interviews. And it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today J.D. Edwards himself. Now, the J.D. Edwards Band come from Winnipeg, but if I'm right, you're actually from Oshawa and you kind of made your way west. Is that right?
Yeah, hello, Jan. Hi, thanks for having me, by the way. Yeah, originally I was born and raised in Oshawa, Ontario. My dad was a teacher at a high school there. And when I graduated high school, I moved to Kingston and lived in Kingston for a few years, went to school there and hung out, joined a band. And then I lived in Toronto for a number of years. and hopped around from street to street, you know, apartment to apartment. It's such a fun city. And played a lot of music. And then eventually I moved to Winnipeg. And I've been there ever since. And now I'm laying down some roots. And it's a beautiful place.
So that's home now. We're not anticipating in 10 years' time you'll be in Vancouver or anything.
Well, I mean, you never know, I guess. But I mean, you know, we have our roots there. You know, we have some family there. And
and you know, you know, right
now, yeah, now a dad, new, brand new dad. It's amazing. And, you know, we always dream about, hey, let's like move to Florida or, you know, like Arizona. It'd be nice to live in the desert. But I mean, I don't know if that'll happen. We'll see. But you never know.
We saw you at the Mariposa Folk Festival. You were great.
Yeah.
I love the band. Nice. I love the sound. You put on really great shows because you're tight. Great songs.
Thanks.
Really involve the audience in the performance. It's great to have you here today. But let's steer things back a little bit and talk a little bit about how you actually decided you wanted to be a musician.
Well, I mean, I've always been interested in music. Music has always been a big part of our family ever since growing up. My mother and father both sang in choirs when they were in university. That's when they met, and they've been singing in choirs and enjoy that kind of music forever. They still do to this day. And so music has always been in our house. And although I do recall a concert that my folks took us to in Toronto. I think it was at Roy Thompson Hall. Was it Roy Thompson Hall? I think. And it was the Canadian Brass, and they did their thing, the classic Canadian Brass, you know, back in the early 90s, and you know, with their sneakers and their suits and a greater walk with the, I think it's called, or something like that. And they would come in and they'd walk through the audience, and it was a great show. I went on to become a trombone player, and I played trombone for years and years. But I think it might have been shows like that, like those guys who I saw them take music and not just be playing classical or gospel or something you might hear in a church, you know, but they were playing pops and they were making it cool, and it looked like fun, and they were really good at it. I often think of that, and I think maybe that could have been one of the moments that sparked my mind that music could actually be, you could take it on stage and you could go around the world, and you know, you could make a living at it. I guess I don't think I really became a musician until I finally got rid of another job. Like I just stopped working another job and just fully started focusing on music, you know. And that might have been 6 years, 7 years ago, something like that. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the J.D. Edwards Band.
Yeah.
How long has the band been together?
Oh, the band has been together for maybe 6 or 7 years. And, you know, it's had different members here and there over the years, but...
But you're the band's leader. Are you the main songwriter as well?
Yeah, I have been over most of the life of the band. Although, you know, my guitar player, Matty Robbins, he writes every once in a while, and... A song like Mississippi River is a song that's on the record that Matty sort of took the lead. He wrote all the music and the parts, and I wrote the lyrics for it. But
but that's a song that he basically wrote to the band.
Yeah, yeah, and he sort of took the lead on that. But most of the other songs, yeah, I've been the sole songwriter. But I like playing with the band. They're fun. They really add their own fingerprints to the music and stuff. I mean, all the songs are really, you know, I write them here on my guitar, and you know, just in my voice. So I try to, you know, I hope the songs sound good that way. So when I bring them to the band, you know, they just have
so
fun.
So basically what you've got is something that initially is an acoustic song, and then
I arrange
for the band.
Yeah, I mean, and by arranging for the band, I put in like a solo section, and maybe we change the intro and outro a little bit, you know, and maybe have a little break or some shots or something. But like ultimately, you know, these are the verses. This is kind of how long I want it to be, and this is a bridge and a pre-chorus or a chorus or whatever. You know, those things are kind of I'd like to have those set, you know. But like I like how they put the icing on the cake kind of thing, you know. They doing their things and harmonizing guitars and whatnot.
Now, as well as your work with the band, you're also now in a new project with Cara Luft,
who
was a Wailing Jenny, now doing her own stuff. And now she's wailing with you.
Yeah, right? Now she's wailing with me. Yeah, that's right. We've got balls now, I think. That's what
we've been talking about. So you're calling yourself the Small Glories. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, well, the Small Glories is Carol Lufton, myself, and we've been singing together for a while. We met in Winnipeg a long time ago and have sort of known each other for a number of years, but never didn't cross paths very often. But we got together at the Weston Cultural Center. It was their big venue and an iconic venue in Winnipeg. And the artistic director was doing a birthday show, and he thought he would hire a bunch of Winnipeg artists or Manitoba artists, and they would all have to sing Manitoba music, like someone else's song. So he had these strange pairings, he had some amazing pairings. It was just wonderful collaborations between all sorts of people that had never ever played together before. I think that was the point. And he put Kara and I together, and we ended up learning a song, a Greg McPherson tune called 1,000 Stars, and it was great. It was good. We had a jam and started singing, and we liked it a lot, and so we decided to write together and do a record. I mean, there's some other things in there. Kara like had some studio time that she needed to fill, and thought this would have been a great idea. She was going to start and do her own record, and I was going to come on, sing backups and maybe a duo or something, a duet. And it just turned into like the Small Glories.
Now the album is not available yet. Do you know when that will arrive?
Well, we're shooting for March, I think. I think that's what we really want to do. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
2015, you know, hopefully we're really for summer and such.
We did have you bring a guitar in because you said maybe you could play a song or two from that project.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's do that now. What are you going to play for us?
Okay, I'm going to play a song called The Stranger. This is a...
Well, it's a Billy Joel song.
Is it really?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's different, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not Billy Joel. I didn't write... No, this is J.D. Edwards' song. The Stranger, this is a ghost story. And a bit of a road story, Trans-Canada Highway in Ontario. Goes like this. Can you hear that? The guitar?
Sounds great.
Well, I was living down near Kingston Town, near the penitentiaries, where the Great Lakes and the Riddle meet. I was a short order cook in a cafe until that day. I made my break for it. I took a job in North Ontario. It takes you 2 days to get there, and I'd only 2 days to go. So I took off with all haste. 10 clicks out of town, cop pulls me over saying, slow down, slow down. What seems to be the worrisome? You gotta slow down, boy. You got to slow yourself down. Round here, we don't like to hurry. Well, he let me off with a warning, and I took off again that morning through Belleville, Bancroft, and old Algonquin, where the trees changing all around me. And that shield rising up right in front of me. Oh, and the Georgian B-wave crashing all over the highway. And all day long I can hear the construction lady say, slow down, slow down. There's workers on the road up ahead. Oh, you got to slow down, yeah. Got to slow yourself down, 'cause the highway bottlenecks around the bend. Well, I finally made it through that Manitoulin stretch, up through Sault Ste. Marie to that North Superior Bend. 2 hours in, I saw that man on the road, and it's getting dark out, and I could see that he was cold, and I pulled closer, and he flashed in the headlights. Yeah, but when I pulled over, Well, it vanished in the night. I've been smoking, but I've been dreaming too much. This highway hypnosis is making me drunk. I found White River, yeah, got off for a rest. I thought I'd close my eyes, try to catch my breath. When I awoke, I was halfway to Thunder Bay, and the hairs on my neck and arms stood up straight away. When I heard that voice calling from the eerie beyond, I put my foot to the floor, thought I'd lost my mind, singing, slow down, slow down. Slow down was all I could hear. Slow down, slow down, whispered in my ear. Happened six times at night, and I slowed 10 kilometers every time he grabbed my shoulder tight. It was at 80 when that moose appeared, and I swerved, and I'm sure that he helped me to turn away from the danger, away from my sudden sure death. I had picked up the stranger, and I'd passed his test. Oh, well, that cop showed up like a ghost in the night and got out of his cruiser to check my car with his flashlight. And he caught me in the eye and asked if I've been drinking tonight, sir. And I said, no, I tell you the truth, I'm sober, officer. And he laughed and he spat. He got back in his car, but just before he pulled off in the night, he stopped and he said, slow down, you can't see what's coming round these bends, son. You got to slow down, yeah, you gotta slow yourself down. But pretty soon, you're gonna get yourself dead. So I asked an elder when I got up to home base about the man who roams the highways without no face. And he said, yeah, he's out there every night of the year, helping young folks like you to steer clear, away from the danger, away from your sudden sure death. Boy, if you'd picked up the stranger, you must have passed his test. Singing, slow down, slow down. Slow down is all you're gonna hear. Slow down, yeah, slow down. I whispered in your ear. Slow down, yeah, slow down. Oh, slow down is all that he said. Slow down. Oh, slow down. Words are running through my head. Ooh, yeah. Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
Ooh. That's J.D. Edwards live on Folk Roots Radio today, and a song from an upcoming album. The album is actually by the Small Glories, who are Cara Luft and J.D. Edwards playing together. But that is a J.D. Edwards song, is entitled The Stranger, and that was amazing.
Thanks a lot.
I love that. Yeah.
It's kind of long, but it's a good story, I think.
Well, no, and that's exactly, you like story songs, because I think that's something that you also get with a J.D. Edwards band as well, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know, I tried to. I like that idea, like... I was always a big fan of like Peter Rabbit and Peter and the Wolf.
That's a Peter Rabbit.
Not Peter Rabbit. Edit that. And but I know I was just always loved the story aspect in the music together, the accompaniment. I just like that. I always try to.
So when you write a song, then how do you write those songs? I mean, you.
Maybe it's just I'd never edit. But I don't know. That song came out of a conversation that I had with someone who saw me at a show once and in Ontario. And afterwards told me the story. He's like, this is what happened to me. I told him that when I used to live in Kingston, I went to Queen's University. And after you live in the dorms the first year, you often will move out into a house. And there's this really great neighborhood right around the university. And I lived in a house in my second or my third year there with six guys, this big house, big tall house and lots of rooms. And I swear to God, there was a ghost in that house. And so I told this guy my ghost story. And he was like, wow, that's cool. And then he told me his ghost story. And I thought, that could be a good song. So I did. So I took it home and worked on it for a few weeks. And
I really love story songs.
Does that answer your question? I don't know.
Yeah, well, it does, because it's a... I like to have something like that. Because you sit there, and obviously you're waiting for the end to find out exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Now, when you sing those songs together, because with Kara, obviously there'll be the two voices. So
yeah, well that's the thing with this first record. It's not every song is a duet.
Okay.
You know, and so we wanted to feature each other. We wanted to feature our work together, no doubt. But we also. You know, we also thought it would be cool to feature each other. And so, I mean, I think within this this project, you know, we each brought some songs. We wrote some songs. We, you know, collected some. There's a couple of trads on there, which is really cool. So it's not always together. On that particular song, she's in with the chorus, and she's sort of this ghostly feature at the end, and it's really cool. You know, her layers of voices everywhere. It's fun. That particular song is sort of a, I don't know, it's different than all the others, no doubt.
Well, I look forward to listening to the album when it comes out. Now, if you want a sneak peek at this album, you can go to SoundCloud. If you go to soundcloud.com/thesmallglories, you will get to listen to some of the tracks. Are all the tracks on there or just some of them?
There was at one point, but I think we only... There's only like three up there, I think.
Yeah, but a little bit of a flavor, which is great. I'd love it if you could play another song for us. Would you play another one?
Yeah, for sure. This one's also off the record too. And this one we do together, but you'll hear me do it. Okay, this song's called "Had I Paid." My 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight. Some say I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. Well, I'm hoping I'm an older man. I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love to the ones I belong to. I ain't treating you right. And all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'd been better off had I paid. Yeah, all this fighting going on in my head, tossing, turning me late in bed. Rest is what I really long for. But she stands up on my way and her passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey. Woman, I know I've seen this scene before and the character longs for more. Punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past. And all my life I I've been afraid. And maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Hey! I've stolen everything, your love, your breath, your open wind. It was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an end for me in love's open arms, the sanctity. Well, one day I'll be bound. Heaven, and all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'll be better off had I paid.
That's J.D. Edwards live on Folk Roots Radio today. We're actually recording interviews at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. J.D. Edwards is obviously the leader of the J.D. Edwards Band. He's also working on a new project with Cara Luft, who was formerly in the Wailing Jennies. The project's entitled The Small Glories.
Well, I wrote
it. But again, your song, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a song that I brought to the project. Kara really likes it. It's in a tune called Dadgad. Yeah, she loves Dadgad. It's all trad, like UK trad or Irish trad or whatever. Dadgad. She loves Dadgad. So she really likes it. But that's a song where she does come on and sing with me. You know, it's a neat experience. It's almost like I've sort of handed the song over to her. And it's actually a song that I've recorded before with the J.D. Edwards Band. But this version, it's been edited a little bit. It's like rearranged, and she puts banjo in there. Oh, it's really fun. It's super cool. It's a good one to look forward to on the record.
So this project, the Small Glories album, will come out in, I think you said March or something?
Well, that's what we're shooting for. You know, we'd like that a lot. We'd like to have something ready for the new year, of course, and you know, for the whole year. You know, we want to get something out for the spring and the summer and so on.
So, will you be planning to tour that album once it's out?
Is that absolutely, and that's what we're sort of working on right now. We're working on getting that with our agent, and you know, hopefully some festivals will enjoy what they hear with the links that we sent out, and we'll try to reach out to some people maybe and.
You're tuning again. I sense that maybe we could get a third song.
Well, I don't know. You into that?
Or
do you want
time.
One?
Yeah,
you want
let's try and get
anything
a
else you
want
to talk about? Or?
Well, I was going to talk to you, but no, I was going to talk to you about the future for the J.D. Edwards Band as well. But let's get another song in, and then
the J.D. Edwards Band is, you know, it's something that we really love doing, and you know, we're writing right now. You know, we need to have a new record, and we're writing right now. We're preparing. You know, I'm sort of focusing on with the Small Glories right now. But I mean, it's what's right now. And,
exactly.
You know, and I'm not. I haven't stopped with the J.D. Edwards Band. Of course not. Never. I could never. It's so fun and they're silly and I love them a lot. So I couldn't really leave them in the dust. But you know, we're just writing, and you know, a new record with the J.D. Edwards Band hopefully will be a lot more collaborative with everybody. Everyone is really wanting to get involved with the songwriting. So you know, there'll be a new kind of vibe because everyone will be involved a lot more with songwriting.
Let's play another one of your songs that'll appear on the Small Glories album. Can we do
on
that?
The Small Glories album? I think the rest of them are.
Or another song, whatever you'd like to play.
Well, you want to hear a new song?
Yeah, I'd love the love new song would be great.
Okay, here I got to retune again. This is a song called Spirit Dog. I have a dog at home. My wife and I have a couple dogs. One of them is named Spirit, and I wrote this song with her in mind. This is live, everybody. Spirit dog calling in the night. spirit dog calling, spirit dog calling in the night, calling me back to get out on the road again. Well, now comes the day when I finally found my way, and I'm back to where I once belonged. Well, I'm 34 years and cracked up and full of fears, but you tell me that the light still shines on through. So I've been thinking all about you and our little house in Riverview, how we can see every star from the ark. Well, we open up our hearts and give all we got and both take part. Now I love you and I always will, yeah. She been kicking, she been screaming, and at night when she's off dreaming in a world on her own, she always wakes up to find that I haven't left her behind, and her nightmares of darkness have all faded away. Cause she been opening up the curtains, my eyes blinking, they're still hurting, but I packed my things ready for the road. She walks me to the door, and I say the show is sometime tomorrow. When we kiss, and I head out in the light, there spirit dog crying, yeah, yeah, howling at me. Oh, where she take me down where the river bends, yeah, yeah, yeah. Taking everything I own, Lord, Lord, and she threw it in, yes, she did. Oh, yeah, but now I'm laying down in the cool water, man. I feel the river flowing, I feel my spirit filling up my soul. Oh, baby, I just gotta go. Thousand miles away, and I can still hear my baby saying I love you, but when are you coming home? Well, honey, I still got a week to go. Been blazing trails through mountain snow, but I'll be back before the trees begin to bloom. You see, this force, it keeps on pushing me to do this job relentlessly while I'm trying to spread some joy all around. But I love you the most, and every night I get to boast about how you're always on my mind. And the spirit dog crying, howling at me. Oh, yeah, with a spirit dog calling in the night, spirit dog calling, spirit dog calling in the night. I'm calling me back to get out on the road again. Out on the road again, and she taking me downtown where the river bends, yeah. Taking everything out, Lord, Lord, and she threw it in, yeah, she did, she did. Well, now I'm laying down in the cool water, man. I feel the river flowing, I feel my spirit filling up my soul. I just gotta go, yeah. Oh, man, I gotta go, yeah, I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm gone, baby, I'm gone, 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 baby. Here I go, yeah. Ooh, spirit dog calling me out. Yes, and a spirit dog calling in the night. Spirit dog calling, spirit dog calling in the night. I'm calling my bag to get out on the road. Spirit dog knocking at the door, spirit dog knocking, spirit dog knocking at the door, calling me back to get out on the road again.
That's the J.D. Edwards experience live on Folk Roots Radio. You don't actually need the whole band to appreciate it, because we're sitting here in the little mobile studio, and that was absolutely wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
That song's entitled Spirit Dog. Which project will that go for? I mean, it.
I don't know. I don't know.
That is a great song.
I've played it a couple times with my drummer Jake Bell, and he plays it on a cajon, and that works cool. I think I might have to do just a little acoustic record on my own.
I'm actually kind of thinking that.
It could be cool with Kara. I haven't quite brought it up with Kara yet, but I mean, I'm open. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I would love
maybe Dry Bones.
I would love an acoustic record from you, because that was fabulous. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.
If people want to learn more about your music, how should they do that?
You can go to the jdedwardsband.com, and everything is there. And you can always connect with me there and find out more, or find links to other places as well. But yeah, our music is all there, you know?
That's great. Yeah. JD Edwards, fabulous live act.
Videos.
If you're seeing the band, and I imagine when Small Glories are out on the road, definitely check them out as well.
Yeah.
Kara Luft, JD Edwards
together.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
It's
yeah.
been a pleasure.
Thanks
We're
going
to finish with another song from the JD Edwards band. We're going to go back to the album Roads and Roads, and we're going to play, I think, a rather appropriate song, since it's the end of our session for today.
Yeah.
We're going to play Singing All the Way Home.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
This is a song that I wrote for my wife. I was touring in Whistler, and it was the end of a tour. Whistler was on the stop. It was like the last stop. And after that, we had to drive all the way back to Winnipeg. And I sang all the way. And it's just a little trip from BC to Manitoba. And it's a little bit of love songs to sing along. People like to sing along. I play this one. I put it on the record because everyone that was on the record was on the project, they were like, yeah, you should put that song on there. And so on the JD Edwards band version you're going to hear is Jake and I. We just do it live, and I think there's a harmonica in there. I think our friend Alex Campbell played some harmonica on there. But I also do that song with the Dry Bones, and it's a lot of fun. They do fun backup singing and stuff, but this is a sing-along, so sing along at home.
This is the JD Edwards band from the album Roads and Roads,
yeah,
and Singing All the Way Home. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. And JD, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
2, 3, 4. Well, I am singing all of the way home. Well, my baby, she's waiting for me. Well, I am singing all of the way home. Oh, I'm gonna let this song carry me. Well, those mountaintops so high and so white, and the river rushing down in the misty morning mountain time, and this old winding road taking me nowhere but home. All of the way home. Well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the way home. Oh, I'm gonna let this song carry me. Yeah, I got those badland chills running through them hoodoo hills, and the bones and the souls of those way home. Oh,
I see that old Winnipeg sign. 'Cause I know that I only got a few more blocks to go till I'm back at your house. Now I'm back in your arms. Oh, you got me singing all of the way home. Oh, well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the way home.